Jolie Varela is a hiker, water protector, and land defender based out of Paihahunaru, the place of flowing water, also known as Owens Valley, California. She started hiking as an act of cultural reclamation and for her self-care and healing.
Today, we hear from Varela about Indigenous Women Hike, an organization she founded. She also shares her reflections on reclaiming her Indigenous identity.
Manahu Inaniene Jolie Varela Numunu Paihahunaru Yesh Chili River Nukimaru Ibia Tony Spoonhunter Imua Anita Spoonhunter. Hello, my name is Jolie Varela. I come from the place of flowing water and Tuli River. My mother is Tony Spoonhunter and my grandmother is Anita Spoonhunter. Sau Namati Nu.
As an Indigenous person, I feel very lucky to have this real sense of home. Like, I feel like I know what home is, and because I come from where I come from, and literally my grandmother's 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 bones are buried in Paihahunaru, like, on our home territories, it gives me such a strong sense of who I am. Right now, we are overlooking Kuyuipat, also known as Pyramid Lake. And I feel very honored to have gotten to know and connect with this land. And I've gotten to stand in these waters and cast out my line and reel in these really lovely, beautiful pukwi or fish and be able to release those fish back into the water and connecting with these lands in that way that just feels so amazing.
I am the founder of an organization called Indigenous Women Hike, and what we do is a lot of healing work and reclaiming spaces inside of ourselves. We travel our ancestral trade routes, now better known as the John Muir Trail, which is a world-famous hiking trail. John Muir did not come and discover these trails, they were already there. So all of the tribes or nations that are in the Pamiru Toyobi or the so-called Sierra Nevada, those are our homelands and our ancestral trade routes. I have been fortunate to travel a lot of the world, but when you go to another country, it's kind of hard. For one, there's like language barriers, right? But to also say, like, it's tricky because you have to say that you're from the so-called United States or that I'm from America. But while trying to explain yourself, like, I'm from the first people. And it's tough because I found myself so many times having to say, you know, cowboys and Indians. And then it clicks and they're like, oh, yes. And then I tell them I'm the Indian and they understand that. And it's really sad that that has to be a way that we're able to explain who we are. But I've been in that situation a lot. I'm not American. I'm Numu. I'm Yokuts. Our existence predates America. So I define myself as a citizen of my nations. And I think it's very important to just reclaim who we are in that sense. So for me, it like calling myself the Numuhupi, which is a Paiute woman, that's me reclaiming that part of myself. And to add being a proud Indigenous queer and fat woman puts me on the fringes even more. But it's a part of my identity. We don't need to conform to Eurocentric body standards anymore. We can be who our people always were and who our people still are and be comfortable with these parts of ourselves. So I don't ever say that I'm American because I don't think of myself as American. I'm Indigenous to this land. We're older than America.
I'd like to share a song that's very important to me. This is called the Numu Poyo song.
Numu Poyo way, huhupi ohobu toyobi away. Sau nama sau sunek sau mia tiju. Te bia tu bipu mana hobu. Numu poyo way. Huhupi ohobu toyobi away.
That story was produced by Jarrett Work, a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism and a member of the Aani and Nakota Nations. Jarrett participated in NPR's Next Generation Radio program, which held a week-long radio boot camp this spring. Each reporter explored the theme, "What does it mean to be an American?"